toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right, so our toll-free number allows you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. That's the point of this program. And, of course, you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com, where you will be able to create the content of the website. You can find something online that you think is interesting and then submit it as show prep over on our website. Other listeners at that point will then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you have suggested. And, of course, you get to cast your vote on other items. And then the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So drop on by freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and enjoy. It's completely free, unlike a lot of those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give it away. Go to freetalklive.com. So we will, of course, talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Mark, you brought something in tonight that I got a chuckle out of me when you gave me the tease off the air.
Yeah, it's another article from Carlos Miller, and I've got to say, his articles have become some of my favorite on the Internet. I really do believe the time has come and the tide is changing around this one issue, which is social media / filming the police, that kind of thing.
Plus, he's a heck of a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, and I've met him, but I liked his articles before. Yeah. I met him, so what difference does it make? Police, the world over, don't seem to like cameras. People in government positions with guns, even without them, people in government positions don't like cameras. I don't think most people like to be filmed in their daily lives and things like that. However, most people don't purport to be your public
servant.
So they've got this weird dichotomy going. They're my servant, but at the same time, they can tell me what to do. So here's his article here. It's over at pixic.com, P-I-X-I-Q.com. But I think you could just find him by looking up Photography is Not a Crime. That's his blog that he works in conjunction with. I'm not sure. So anyway, Alexander Arbuckle, a 21-year-old New York University journalism student, believed police were being portrayed unfairly in media stories about the Occupy Wall Street protests last year. So he began a photojournalism project in an attempt to show officers in a more positive light. He got arrested.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh, but I can't say I'm surprised.
It's funny. Everybody I've read this to today, it just chuckles.
Mm-hmm.
The New York City police claimed that he had been standing in the middle of a street blocking traffic on New Year's Day, so they charged him with disorderly conduct, which, as we all know, is the catch-all charge when a crime has not been committed. Thanks to videos from fellow photographers as well as police that showed him he never left the sidewalk.
Oh, wow.
Arbuckle was acquitted this week. Now, acquitted means they took this all the way. They had the evidence and they must have never looked at it. Because the defense is supposed to give the evidence to the prosecution, as I understand it.
It doesn't matter if they look at it. They want to sweat it. They want to sweat you out. So whenever
it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lose nothing by sweating you out.
Right. So, you know, that prosecutor is getting paid whether he does his job or not. The prosecutor is getting paid to bring this trial or not bring it to trial. So he's going to bring it to trial. He's going to go as far as he can possibly go. And if he loses, it's no skin off his back. It's just, you know, they want to sweat you out because they want you to take a plea deal. They want you to be intimidated. And it is an intimidating process. When you go to court, and if you've never been to court before, it's very intimidating. You don't know. It's their game. They set the rules. It's their place. It's their location. I mean, they're on defense, or actually, I guess they're on offense. But you're not the home team, shall we say?
Yeah, and you're nothing like the home team when you go to court.
Right. So so they want to charge you with a bunch of stuff, and then offer you the plea deal, and then later offer you another plea deal in a last ditch attempt to get you to go ahead and cop a plea so they don't actually have to go to trial. And then, like what happened with our friend Jason Talley, moments before the trial was to begin, they sweated him out all the way up until after jury selection. Actually went through the process of doing jury selection, and then literally the morning of the trial, they brought the jurors in. The jurors were sitting in the back room waiting to be brought into the trial. And
they don't,
that was
by the way, the state doesn't care if they waste the jurors' time.
No,
either.
They don't. And that was when they threw the case. The prosecutor threw the case at the last moment. He announced publicly in front of the judge that he'd screwed up, he'd forgotten to file a piece of paper that he's legally required to file. But, of course, if he hadn't mentioned that he was
legally required to file it,
the defense wouldn't have known that he hadn't filed it because the defense didn't know that he was legally required to file that. So, the prosecutor totally could have kept going with the case and gotten away with going through with the case, but ultimately he didn't want to have a trial wherein the person who was being accused was arrested for wearing a video camera in a courthouse. I mean, that was what the whole issue was about. So clearly, to me at least, he didn't want to bring that in front of a jury, which is why he threw it at the very last possible moment.
Well, before going on with the story, I'd say that there's a huge cost to this, though, to those that would purport to be our servants. There's a huge cost to them, and that is the legitimacy of this, the organization of government as they purport it today. Because currently, I mean, there's people like this that say, the police are being mistreated. They're being shown in a terrible light. I must save them. And they go out and they get arrested. And there are people that are like, what in the world are our public servants so worried about getting filmed for? I mean, they're really getting a lot of people turned against them on this particular issue. This is a hugely divisive issue. Mm-hmm. Most Americans will agree that police should be accountable to the public, and that a person who's standing back far enough, I mean, not shoving a camera in somebody's face, but standing back right. far enough that police can do their jobs, is not causing any problem, they should be allowed to do that. And as a result, because, and the courts are saying this, so if the Obama administration or some governors would come out and say, listen, my dear police officers, our valuable public servants, we know that the world would cease to spin on its axis and crack in half if it wasn't for you, but please, pretty please, stop arresting people for using cameras.
But they have. There was the Glick decision.
They keep on doing it.
Right. There was the Glick decision, and there was this Baltimore
police.
Those
are the courts. And
oh, you're saying the executive branch.
The executive branch. Because the executive
isn't the Department of Justice the executive branch?
I don't believe it is. It sounds
like the judicial branch, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Isn't that Eric Holder? Isn't that the attorney general? And that's basically the top cop, right?
Okay.
I didn't pay attention in civics class.
I don't think that they gave me that the flow chart on whether DOJ
really?
Is executive
I remember
judicial.
That. They gave us, like, a breakdown of what the various compartments of government were, and I don't remember any of it.
It is the executive branch, according
right.
to Wikipedia.
Strangely, police departments continue. I mean, this is something that needs to be passed down. It needs to be passed down quickly. I mean, they seem to know that, important stuff like terrorists wear Ron Paul bumper stickers on their cars. Somehow or another, they don't know that you can take film of them while they're doing their jobs.
So you've got, speaking of Carlos Miller from PIXIQ, PIXIQ.com, he's down in Miami. That's where he lives. I don't know if you remember the story, but just as an example of what happens when that notice comes out, there was the Miami Transit Authority. They work with private security guards, so the government agency hires private security to work at the train stations.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what happened was Carlos Miller had been through some nonsense before with those guards there trying to shut down videography. And he had, I think there was a court case, I don't remember all the details, but ultimately a notice came out
right.
That was issued to all the Metro Transit authorities. So from the Metro Transit Authority, like the high level, coming down to all the security guards. In fact, Carlos said that it was even posted at the guard station. Like he saw this notice posted at the guard station.
Who reads the things that are posted at work, though?
Okay, I'm just giving you an example here, right?
Know,
so, like, the notice came out. It was even posted. So it wasn't like a one-time thing and then got thrown in the trash. It was posted. And so this notice was supposedly given to all the different departments and all the security guards. But yet when he and Ademo and Pete, I think it was he and Ademo, actually. Ademo and Pete had gone down to visit on one of their Liberty on tours.
Mm-hmm.
And it only took seconds before the guards started harassing them over having video cameras.
Well, this just goes to show how disorganized the law enforcement system is. I mean, you can't have a meeting of people who has a meeting of people who has a meeting of people down sort of pyramid until every law enforcement in the country understands this.
We're going to come back with more, plus the details on this original story that we're talking about. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,593.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,633.53, $816.77 for a half ounce, or $408.38 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,633.53, $816.77, and $408.38.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything you want. Toll free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there completely free. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-453. That allows you to take control of the airwaves here. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want, and we do it live. 7 nights per week. And by the way, you probably already noticed, Mark is now back on Mondays.
That's right.
So welcome back, sir. And tell me about something important.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business or create a will or a living trust. Living will or just a regular trust if you want. Register a trademark, whatever common legal documents that you need, you can get them at LegalZoom.com. I did my will over there. It was fast and easy, just as they advertised. They asked a few questions, spit out a will. It was awesome. And a heck of a lot cheaper than it would have been going to some kind of lawyer to get it done. LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. Again, it's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so you started out the program here tonight, Mark, with a story that we barely scratched the surface of before going off on a tangent about recording the police and how even if the government high-level people issue out a notice to their low-level servants, so-called, that they don't care, that they just ignore it, they just do whatever they want to, and then ultimately, if you don't like it, you have to bear the burden of taking them to court and going through however many different courts before finally maybe that one department will actually fall in line.
Do you think they don't care, the police officers themselves don't care, or do you think that they don't know? I tend to think that they're ignorant of these situations, because these rulings, that like there's this huge snowball that's coming, and not everybody's aware of it out there. I mean, that you can record the police officers in the course of their duty, public servants on the public dime and public property doing the public work. You know, I mean, that you absolutely can record them. And I think that they're just so used to being able to do whatever it is they want that they're not used to not being able to do whatever it is they want. That they, because people don't like to be filmed. You run around after any old person on the street with a camera and see how much they dislike it. And you'll find it out very quickly. These police officers don't like it any more than anybody else, and it's kind of a new phenomenon for them.
Well, to answer your question, it's probably a combo of both. It's probably that some of them haven't seen the memo, but then again, supposedly these memos are distributed to everyone in the department.
That doesn't mean they see them. I mean, I imagine they get, if these memos are distributed to everyone in the department, probably they're distributed, a whole bunch of memos are distributed.
But then there's also this attitude that some cops definitely have, which I don't know if you were here the night we read the story about the cop who basically shot a man to death in a bar and announced prior to shooting him to death,
I'm
a cop, I can do whatever the F I want to.
Yeah.
So that attitude definitely exists. And some cops get into policing because of that. They know that they're pretty much untouchable, that they'll be able to get away with whatever it is that they're doing. And I think that it's probably a combo of both. There's probably plenty of cops out there that, they know that if they arrest the videographer, that ultimately, even if the charges are dropped, that there's no consequence that comes to them. None.
Well, they don't like the
consequence. What's the consequence?
Okay, well, having worked with law enforcement for a period of time, I will be willing to say that official sanctions were rare. But sometimes they get these sort of unofficial sanctions of losing the shift they like and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they don't want those sanctions either. So the idea of arresting somebody for filming them, it's such a small win for them. And then that person gets released, and then they get some kind of small sanction or whatever, if in fact they get any sanction at all, that it's not really worth the trouble. I just tend to think they don't know.
Wait, what's not worth the trouble?
Arresting somebody when they're going to get away with it. There's no win. When you arrest somebody and you know that they're for something that you know that they're allowed to do, and they're going, and it's going to be a backlash against you.
But you just said it's rare that there's any sort of consequence for them.
Official consequences. Sometimes there's smaller consequences. But if they know it's rare
that there's a consequence, then there's no real significant risk to making that arrest. They can show that videographer what's for and give them something to think about. Because that videographer, especially if they're mainstream media journalists, they're going to think twice about approaching the police in the same way the next time, even if they do end up victorious after however many months of having to go to court hearings and deal with the lawyers.
The Second Circuit has really set police departments up to pay money for...
With the Glick decision?
Yeah, with the Glick decision, to pay money for false arrests.
And didn't it say they were individually liable?
Yes. The police officers themselves are liable, too, because they've been warned. This is the second time that the
Maybe
Second
you're
Circuit...
Maybe you're right. I know that down. There was a notice that came out here in New Hampshire from the New Hampshire Attorney General's office that said that...
But you're looking for it. I just don't think they're looking for it. I mean, most of the police officers in New Hampshire are busy going about their day, handing out speeding tickets to people, and looking for college students to bust for it with a joint, and that's what they do.
Well, fortunately, we don't have this problem with the police around here in Keene because we've trained them pretty well with people videoing them for years here, so that's not an issue.
The police here are pretty nice, considering.
Well, they're
very tolerant.
They've been taught here, but in most of the country, they haven't been taught. And I just think that that's what it is. I think it's an issue that mainly police officers don't know that they're allowed to be recorded.
So what happened in this one case?
Going on about this story about Mr. Arbuckle here. The story told in this is from the Village Voice. As quoted from Pixic.com, that's the story told in the criminal complaint against Arbuckle, and it's the story that
this
the officer...
This is a guy who wanted to set out to do a positive piece on the police because he thought they were getting a short shrift on the Occupy reporting.
And he got arrested as a result. they arrested him and told the story under oath that he was in the middle of the street when he wasn't.
So they lied.
Yep, the protesters, well, at least they were mistaken. The protesters, including Arbuckle, were in the street blocking traffic, said this is... El Shaiba Vera testified the police on the sidewalk had to move in to make arrests to allow blocked traffic to move, but there was a problem with the police account. It bore no resemblance to photographs and videos taken that night. Arbuckle's own photographs from the evening place him squarely on the sidewalk. All the video from NYPD's Technical Research Assistance Unit, which follows the protests with video cameras, an almost certain violation of federal consent decree, showed Arbuckle on the sidewalk. And in an indication of the way new media is transforming the dynamics of street protest, a clip from the live stream of journalist Tim Pool showed that not only was Arbuckle on the sidewalk, so were all the other protesters. The only thing blocking traffic on 13th Street that
night police.
Were the police.
Yep. Predictable.
And... I guess, and here's the final little post.
And by the way, just because you're on the sidewalk doesn't mean you're safe either. Carlos Miller was arrested on the sidewalk in Miami when he was trying to leave an Occupy event.
Yeah, and that case is still going on. Apparently, he, the police officer is now claiming that she believed him to be threatening.
And it's all on video.
Yeah. Well, no, but this is threatening in a blog previously. Like, she arrested him for not getting off the sidewalk because he was threatening in a blog a couple of days before. It's crazy talk.
They were on the lookout for him. They knew he was going to be there.
Well, that's the claim. So, anyway, here, Carlos finishes up with no word on when Arbuckle's gleaming piece on the police will be released.
Well, I hope he's had a bit of a shift in his mindset about the police because of this.
I don't know. I mean, people are.
How could you not? How could you be a salivating police, obedient serf, and then all of a sudden not change when they come after you, when they target you with some nonsense and lies, trumped up charges? 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. You can click download and get as many as you'd like, going all the way back to late 2006. All of it free over at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is now on SoundCloud. And that kind of changes how the archives work a little bit. I mean, you can still get them through our podcast. You can still click and download from our website. But if you go to soundcloud.com/freetalklive, then you can see the whole list of archives there. And they've got neat features that actually allow you to comment within the show. So when you look at soundcloud.com/freetalklive, you'll see different waveforms, graphics of the audio, what the audio looks like, essentially. And then you can scroll to you can click on a certain point in the audio. If you, for instance, wanted to comment on the article we were just talking about, you could scroll to the second segment of the show and right to the minute and second almost where you heard what you want to comment upon. And then you click there and write whatever it is you want. It's a really neat system. And we are working on getting it built into our website. I've said it before, so now I have to keep mentioning to you that really we're working on it. I don't know when it's going to be done, but at some point it will. We'll pull that trigger and let you know. That way you can just go to free. You'll eventually be able to just go to freetalklive.com and be able to do all that stuff right from our site. But for now, you have to go to soundcloud.com/freetalklive to get the extra features for our archives, which I think are pretty spiffy. That's why I keep talking about it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We will continue here with your calls in moments. But first, I want to also invite you to plainboards.com. If you, for instance, are a webmaster or a blogger, maybe you've considered adding a forum to your website, but you just didn't want to deal with having the hassle of having to install one, because it can be a pain.
That's just a hassle. I mean, I couldn't do it.
Right. If you don't know how to do Linux, for instance, in many cases, you know, you can't do that stuff. But also, if you are concerned about privacy, If an anonymity is an important factor for you, you really want to look at plainboards.com. They offer free-to-use anonymous message boards for anyone who wants one. You don't even have to be a webmaster. You can just go and create your own message board if you want to. Share it with your friends on Facebook or something.
Doesn't take long either.
Right. Literally within seconds. Have you tried it yet, Mark? It's so easy.
Well, I haven't tried it because I don't know what I'd do with it once I did it, but I think it's worth doing.
I think there are probably people who will create one and then do nothing with it. I mean, it's interesting. It's a website where you can go and literally make one within seconds. It's no skin off their back. You can go and create 10 of them and use 3 of them if you want. I mean, it doesn't matter, right? It's just an entry in their database. So you can go there and you don't have to identify yourself. Of course, they're really concerned about privacy, your privacy, and you don't have to log in. Just within seconds, start your own message board over at Plainboards, P-L-A-I-N, plainboards.com. Let's go to Mike listening in Canton, Ohio. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Mike in Canton. Mike,
yeah, can you hear me?
There you are. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we had a little interesting incident out here the other day. Thursday, we were raided by the police.
Who's we?
Just our apartment. My wife and I live here, and my mother-in-law stays with us. And we had about 15 police officers going through our living room trying to find the marijuana operation in our basement, which we don't have.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a basement?
We have a basement, but we didn't have any marijuana growing in there. But it was all based on our power bill. They felt our power bill was too high compared to our neighbors, which, yeah, they have different uses rates than we do, of course, because we have more people here. And my mother-in-law is always here, so the AC's always on, or the heater, whatever, where they're working. And, you know.
So the power company just kind of sends, I mean, how did they get this information in the first place? Are they just being sent lists of high power consumers in the area by the power company? How does this happen?
Well, here's where it gets kind of suspicious. We signed up for what they call PIP, Percentage of Income Payment Program, because I'm unemployed and going to school right now. And it kind of averages out your bill. It's kind of like a budget program, but it's a federal program. And we signed up for it 2 weeks ago. And when the police were here, they said they got a tip from the FBI, and it came 2 weeks ago regarding our power consumption. So we're wondering if this federal power assistance program is funneling information to the cops here, you know, tipping them off on, oh, they're using a lot of power, and maybe you had to raid their
surprise me.
That scares me, because I have a really high power bill.
Yeah, but you're not on some federal assistance program,
no.
Are you?
I guess you're right.
But not today.
They won't tell us who the informant is. They're in essence, if this is the case, the government is hiding behind the confidential informant rules to keep this under wraps.
Well, now, you weren't charged with anything, were you?
Wasn't charged. And even on the warrant, it doesn't have our names on it at all. It only has the property, just the address.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even ask for our ID or our names or anything.
Well, they would have gotten your name had they found the marijuana grow up, but yeah, that's interesting. So basically, you signed up for some federal power assistance program, and that made it so they got to scrutinize your power bill, and they decided.
You're jumping to a conclusion here. I mean,
that seems like a reasonable conclusion.
I am jumping to a conclusion, but when the tip comes in at the exact same time we're presenting the federal agency with a copy of our electric bill, it's kind of a big coincidence.
It is suspicious. I don't know how else they get the information.
Well, especially if the cops claimed it came from the feds. I mean, that's 1 + 1 = 2 in this case.
And I told them to be fair, the police were actually nice about it. They didn't come in with their guns drawn. They didn't throw us on the floor, none of that kind of stuff. I'm from California. That's how they generally deal with people out there.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio, they're a little more, I don't know, they seem to have a little more common sense about it.
So they didn't break the door down? They knocked first? I mean, how did they?
They knocked. They didn't break the door down, although I didn't answer right away. And they said if I hadn't answered when I did, they would have broken the door down.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody was roughed up. They didn't trash our house or anything like that. It was pretty clear when they came in that we weren't what they were looking for, you know? So I'll give them that much credit, but it's still just not right that they can deem that you're using too much power. And, you know, the warrant is really scary, because when you read the warrant, they can take everything in your house, everything. Money, bill records, computers.
They could take money if you weren't caught with marijuana?
No, if you were.
Oh, okay.
If you've got a grow operation, then every dollar that you have ever made is suddenly dirtied.
Oh, I bet you if you had $10,000 sitting out, they'd take that, even if you didn't have a grow operation.
Maybe,
well,
I don't know.
That's true.
Well, they do it when you're driving. Why wouldn't they take it from your house?
I don't know, but this is the slow creep that we're talking about here, is that, you know, I mean, now people, probably the reason that the cops didn't throw everybody on the ground is they probably do two or three of these a week, and they're finding out that this is, you know, that's not that big of a deal at all. I mean, I don't, this isn't probable cause for a warrant, as far as I can tell. I don't understand why some judge even signed this.
It's probably, probable cause in their world.
It's a rubber stamp on here. Well, no, actually, you did sign it, and it's signed.
Now they signed a bunch of them.
Right here.
I don't mean a literal.
Well, I mean, what's the consequence to the police if they go and raid a house and they don't find a grow up?
Or the judge for signing it.
Right. There is no consequence.
And then, like I told the cop here when I asked who the informant was, I knew they weren't going to tell us, but I felt obligated to ask. And they said, that's confidential.
Like, right. Well, you could have found out had you been charged, likely, who the informant was.
If it went to trial, went to trial, we could. We still might be able to sue, maybe, and find out, but. I told the officer, I said, if you found the Medellin cartel, you know, living in our basement, and it went to trial, then the name of the informant would come out in open court. Okay, because you have a right to face your accuser, and that would come out. But because they didn't find anything, the police are going to side with the side of the liar that lied about us and protect the identity of the liar. Mm-hmm. That's all they do. They won't protect the actual witness to find something.
Right. You've been violated. Your home, the place where is supposed to be your castle, one of the sacred grounds, if you will, you've been violated, and you have no idea how it happened.
And what he's pointing out here is that if the person is telling the truth, then their name will come out in open court, but if they're lying, they'll be protected by the police. It's insane.
Exactly.
And so now... Right. Now they can continue to use this liar over and over again to search every house.
Well, right. If they search enough basements, they might actually find a grow op. Hey, Mike, thanks for the story tonight. I'm sorry that happened to you, and it must have been, even though they didn't beat you up or you know, point weapons at you, still, it's pretty shocking and pretty disturbing.
Yeah, it was a little disturbing. Yeah.
I bet it was. Okay. And thank you for the call. I'm glad you're all right. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwave. Even if the iron glove wears velvet, it's still a pretty awful experience. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that
mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight here, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. Of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the features on the website for free, you can go to freetalklive.com and you can shop with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. That'll bring up a page with some links to Amazon. And when you click on the Amazon link of your choice, there's a U.S., U.K., and Canada Amazon link. So click on the right one for you. Then just do your normal Amazon shopping with the same great Amazon prices, huge selection, free super saver shipping. You know Amazon. It's the same experience you're used to. You're just entering through our portal, so Amazon will send Free Talk Live a cut of their profits. So get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. Great way to support the show and get the stuff you're looking for your life. All right, so we'll continue here with your calls. By the way, I thought it was interesting, the last caller who had his home raided.
Mike?
He had his home raided by the police because of a power bill. Because somebody determined that his power bill was unusually high compared to surrounding homes, and so therefore he must have a grow operation. So they raided his home, didn't find a grow operation. Turns out, you know, he's just got people living there all the time, and so the AC's on and et cetera.
It makes some sense that people that are there all the time are going to have a higher power bill than people that go to work for, you know, X number of hours a day.
I'm right. Really surprised that you can raid somebody just based on their power bill.
Yeah,
me so too. Like I thought that there would have to be a few criteria,
like real evidence,
right?
Of something going on. It's crazy. Welcome to you know, the 21st century, I guess. But I thought what was important to point out, and I kind of you could have gleaned this from what he was saying, but it's important to make it explicit that for those of you out there who might be listening to this show saying, "Well, I don't deal drugs. I don't deal drugs. I don't manufacture drugs. That just won't happen to me." This is a perfect example of exactly how the war on drugs can affect you, even though you maybe have never even touched marijuana. Maybe you have never done drugs. Maybe you've never sold a drug in your life, but All of a sudden, the police come to your front door one day because your power bill was too high. You had no idea that could happen.
And in this case, they were looking for a grow op, which specified in the basement or whatever. So they're able to look in places where one has a grow op. But, you know, I mean, if the judge will sign this over too high of a power bill, then who's to say that they can't look other places? What if they decided to go through his medicine cabinet and found, say, some painkillers?
Some expired medication?
Yeah, if there's some expired medication, that's a felony. Baby. Yeah. I mean, so yeah, this is exactly how it can happen to you.
Who doesn't have expired medication in their cabinets?
Well, I mean, expired prescription medication, I should be clear. Not.
I'm pretty sure if you went through my medicine cabinet, you'd probably find it.
Who goes
That's
through?
Probable cause.
Right. Who inventories their medicine
right.
cabinet?
And, I mean, it's got to be in the back somewhere. I wouldn't
know
about it.
Go home and do that
it.
Tonight.
Okay.
Flush them down the toilet.
So insane.
Like cough medicine?
It would depend. Look, I'm not going to propose to be a legal expert, but I can assure you that if it's if you were prescribed, opiate sort of pain medication,
right.
and that medication is out of date, that is likely a felony because you are now possessing something that you were no longer prescribed because you're
so
only
crazy.
Prescribed for the period that you're allowed to have it.
This is just—it's just so insane. I just thought it was important to point that out because some people believe that because I don't do anything wrong, therefore I can't get in trouble. Therefore, the war on drugs is fine by me because it will never affect me. But this can affect you. And this is only one of the ways it can affect you. It can also affect you by some crazed crackhead or meth addict robbing you on the street or breaking into your car and taking stuff from your home so they can go out and buy crack. But this is a real in-your-face example of how it can affect you. And that Mike was lucky that they didn't come in and point guns at him and his family or shoot his dog. Or, point guns at his cat in an attempt to get him to react and jump at the police so they have an excuse to shoot him. All this stuff happens.
Do we have a shot cat yet in the war on drugs?
No, but they have pointed guns at cats before. And the intention,
you shoot my cat, we get a problem.
That's the intention, is to get you to react, to get you to lunge.
I would be very upset if somebody pointed a gun at my cat.
People feel the same way, as you can imagine, about their dogs. Mm-hmm. And, this is... It's not just the police trying to, protecting themselves from a possible dog bite, because they've shot dogs in crates before.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, they can use any, they can basically, it's a death sentence upon your animal if they wish to execute it, if they get a search warrant.
All right,
As a matter of fact, there was a situation where a cop got lost at the end of a dead-end street, and the dog charged out from underneath the house at him, and he shot him dead. He was getting out of his car to ask directions to something, and he shot somebody's dog dead just in their yard. So, I mean, they could just kill your dog, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Well, okay, so maybe we've never reported on it, Mark, but just a quick Google search of police shoot cat reveals...
It's really not funny
it's not
at all.
Funny. But Dayton, this is from 2011, August 26, 2011. Dory and Randall Stone are devastated after a police officer shot their cat in the head and are now determined to get Lebanon's police policies regarding injured or stray animals changed. Hayes went missing last Friday, and by Sunday, he still hadn't come home. They frantically searched their neighborhood. Normally, when that happens, you think they got hit by a car or taken in by some other family. They frantically searched their neighborhood, but because he never went far the times that he had left their yard previously, little did they know that at around 1 p.m. on Saturday, a Lebanon police officer answering an animal complaint call from a neighbor's relative shot Hayes in the head, and the relative stuffed him in the garbage. Dory Stone said something needs to be done. If this is common practice, it needs to be changed.
Wait, just shooting random cats in the street?
Wait, these people's relative called the animal control on their cat and then watched it killed and then shoved it in the garbage and didn't tell them? They've got a bigger problem than a cat being shot.
Well, no, it was the neighbor's relative that did it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Anyway, my husband and I, she says, have not eaten since Sunday morning. We are sick. We close our eyes at night and see his little face. And to think as good of care as we took of him for almost 7 years, that these were his last moments, and that was the way he had to die, it's unbearable. She said she went to the police station on Sunday and was told that a cat had been euthanized on Saturday. She rushed over to a neighbor's house and found Hayes in a trash bag under some branches. We love our cats. Do you know what it was like to pull your pet out of the garbage can and then pull him out of the garbage bag and his head is bloody with a bullet hole in it? She said it's so violent that they did this to our animal and made no effort to call the Humane Society or find his owners.
That's really psychotic.
According to city manager Pat Clements, the police officer was following policy and that animal cruelty laws don't apply because it's a matter of health, safety, and welfare of the community.
A stray cat. I mean, a cat that's gotten out of somebody's house.
Based on information I have received, he says, it appears that the officer's actions were necessary and in compliance with departmental policies. There are currently no local or county agencies equipped to respond to sick or injured stray cats, and our options are limited.
So the cat was sick?
That's the claim. Clement said he understands that people in the community would be upset over the death of a pet, but the officer who responded had no way of knowing the animal was a pet and not feral because it had no tags.
So they say that they don't have anybody to deal with it appropriately. So you shoot it in the head? Like, that method of euthanizing seems really sick to me.
I'm trying to take the other side of this and figure it out. And I suppose if you're talking about some scraggly, disease-ridden stray animal, you know, poking about in your garbage, I maybe I don't want to catch it with a butterfly net either, as if I've got a butterfly net, right?
Well, animal control should have the appropriate devices to be able to wrangle. I mean, down in Florida, you can call the animal control guys out, and they're going to take care of a gator for you, right? I mean, that's the idea, at least. Can't handle a common house cat? You got to pull out a pistol to handle a house cat? I mean, there's a picture of this cat here. Obviously, we don't know how old the photo is, but it looks like a common house cat.
Right?
It's
not a cougar.
Stone said that she was told that Hayes appeared to be hurt or ill, and her neighbor had planned to knock on doors to see if the cat had an owner nearby, but that her brother-in-law called the police. Because calling the police always makes the situation better.
Why would you call the police about a cat?
Yeah,
like, it's crazy.
Here's where what really gets screwed up is the brother-in-law sounds like he doesn't live there, right?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
And they really, I mean, how do these people, the cat owners, feel about the lady who lives at the house where the cat was executed now? Terrible. Right? So now you've got this whole drama that's created by somebody who comes over and says, I know how to fix this. We'll just call the law.
Right?
Right? You know what? If you're going to call the law to get a cat executed, do it in your neighborhood so that your neighbors can throw rocks through your window. Because that's what's going to, I mean, come on. That's what's going to, things like this happen. I mean, these people hate these people now.
According to the police incident summary, the caller said the cat was a stray and that he was fearful the cat had rabies. The animal was panting, did not respond to the officer's presence, and the officer felt the cat was suffering and in distress, according to the report summary. Of course, if the police officer didn't say that, then his police shooting wouldn't be as justified, right?
The NYPD claimed that this guy that was doing a documentary in favor of them was in the middle of the street when video could be shown all over the place that they wasn't.
Yep. 855-450-FREE, SACL, CAI, toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. So, yes, the police do kill cats, and this isn't the only story. 855-450-3733, you take control. Shot him in the head. This is Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.